being even concerned, or even his, my parents, they might have been concerned about world affairs, but I doubt it very much. Their life mostly concerned with day-to-day living, making a living, and just the part about raising your children, you were there with them, so they weren't getting a lot of influence somewhere else. And your influence on them, the family's influence on them, was mostly what you got at home.
Did y'all have a newspaper at all?
Yeah, I remember times in my life that we had the paper. It wasn't a constant. It wasn't one of those things that we did that I always had a paper. But I do remember reading it. Yes, comic strips. Now, I tell you one thing we used to have. They had what they called big little books, and it was just all it was just little adventure stories. You could buy them for a dime a piece. So if you ever got a nickel or a dime, you could buy what they call a big little book, and they'd have a cowboy story and a mystery, you know.
And we had, back then, we had a Victrola, and that's a machine that you play records on. Our uncle from Cordell, Georgia, brought this Victrola over and gave it to us. He brought it over. He took the front seat out of a Model A Ford on the passenger side and set that Victrola in there and brought it to us and gave it to us. Mm-hmm. That was a real entertainment piece and something that we appreciated. We didn't have much entertainment.